Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
One of the latest proposals by the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has caught my attention, Project Trellis. Project Trellis is a mechanism to assist local marijuana growers with the promotion, establishment, and sustainability of marijuana production in Humboldt County. The interesting part of the proposal is the use of Measure S monies for a portion of the funding. Measure S was an initiative placed on the ballot in November of 2016 and was passed by a 65% of the electorate. Very impressive. The measure was to establish a cultivation tax on marijuana production and simply stated, a yes vote was a vote in favor of establishing a marijuana cultivation tax of $1 to $3 per square foot to maintain and improve county services. A no vote was a vote against establishing a marijuana cultivation of tax of $1 to $3 per square foot to maintain and improve county services. It sounded simple enough, a tax to maintain and improve county services. If you looked a little deeper into the measure, you would also find the following. To maintain and improve essential services, including public safety, job creation, crime investigation, prosecution, environmental cleanup, restoration, children, family, mental health, drug rehabilitation, and other county services. Project Trellis utilizes a portion of Measure S funds for the benefit of an industry it is collecting the funding from. It seems as though a bait-and-switch type of measure to get voters to approve and then use the funding for what it was never intended. It is also one of those clever funding mechanisms that never ends unless decided upon by the voter, which will never be on a future ballot. As the elected sheriff at the time, I endorsed the original intent of the measure along with Undersheriff William Hansel, who is the current sheriff. I cannot speak for Sheriff Hansel, but as for me, if I had known the Board of Supervisors were going to use the funding in this way, I would not have supported it. I have to commend Supervisor Mike Wilson, who stated in a Project Trellis discussion meeting the following. I've already heard from constituents who have complained that when Measure S was pitched to the electorate, it never included any mention of the proceeds being used to direct aid to the cannabis industry associated businesses. I was glad to see that at least one of the supervisors expressed concern over the will of the voter. I do believe this is an overstep by the Board of Supervisors. I have no problem with Project Trellis. I do have an issue with the use of Measure S funding. Has the Board of Supervisors forgotten about the will of the electorate? Or are they more interested in favoring a project such as Project Trellis that may enhance their favorability with the marijuana industry? A question that needs to be asked of those who are supposed to be following the will of the voters. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.